Thank you. Good morning, families, friends, colleagues, and students. We've gathered here today to honor our students who are completing their academic achievements at Cornell University. Please be seated. It's my pleasure to introduce to you the president of Cornell University, David J. Scorton.
Thank you, Professor Walcott, and good morning and welcome, everyone. On behalf of Cornell University and the deans and faculty of its individual schools and colleges, I'm pleased to welcome you to this morning's ceremony and to congratulate the students who will be earning their Cornell degrees in January of 2010. Before going further, please, everyone, let's congratulate these magnificent candidates. I especially want to welcome the families and guests of the graduates and to thank you for making the trip to Ithaca in December. You just missed the storm. I have a question, though, for those who have come to observe the proceedings. Are there any parents out there? Parents? Brothers? Sisters? Family members? Friends? Students? Let's hear it for these people who made it possible. Some of the students here this morning are graduating in less than 4 years, having taken particularly heavy course loads, perhaps some summer classes, to put themselves on an even faster track. Some have taken a bit longer to complete the degree requirements, perhaps because of a double major, or because they changed academic programs, or because they transferred here from another institution of higher education, because they spend some time away from campus to travel or work or for other personal reasons. Some are earning graduate or professional degrees, but no matter what individual circumstances have combined to make you a January graduate, we are pleased to be able to recognize you for your achievements today, and if you can, if you're able, to invite you back in May to participate in our formal commencement event. These candidates for a degree next month are a diverse group ethnically, geographically, and in their career pursuits. Of approximately 800 candidates, 26% come from outside the United States. More than one-third are earning graduate degrees. Represented among these candidates are all seven of Cornell's undergraduate colleges, as well as the Graduate School, the Law School, and the Johnson Graduate School of Management. Some of you may be going on to further education or training, but those of you who have completed your formal education are, as you know, moving into a job market that is still struggling despite some signs, hopeful signs, of overall economic improvement in our country and the world. Yet you leave here with excellent credentials and significant skills, and of course, these will be of value in good times and bad. And as I've said before, challenging times require creative thinking and flexibility, things that Cornell and Cornellians are all about. Why do I believe, which I do, that you are prepared for any economic and other challenges that the world will hold for us and for you as we all go forward together? Not simply because you will leave here with a store of factual knowledge and a degree from one of the most distinguished institutions of higher education, although of course these are important. You are also prepared, you are predominantly prepared because you have learned to think creatively, to think critically. You have lived and grown in the Cornell community, a community that is diverse politically and ethnically and in so many other ways, where academic freedom prevails, and where asking meaningful questions is a highly respected skill and a forerunner to meaningful action. I trust that you will keep on asking meaningful questions, questions about our troubled world and about your individual role in that world. In other words, while I wish you every success and personal satisfaction in your life and your endeavors, I also believe that you will do your best work if you don't get too comfortable. Your Cornell education, I hope, has given you as many questions as it has answers. And I hope the asking, as well as the answering, will be lifelong habits. But asking questions is only, of course, one side of the coin. The other is taking action. As profoundly troubled as our world may seem, as profoundly troubled as it is, there is much that the individual can do to make it a better place. As Jane Goodall, the great conservationist and primatologist, pointed out, what you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. Among our alumni, it is not hard to find people, many people, who have made a significant difference in the world. One who came to mind as I was preparing these remarks was Rosemary Stasa, class of 1985. Her mom was a garment worker, her dad a coal miner, and graduating from Cornell made her the first in her family to gain a college degree. She lived for some time in Mountain View, California, where she served on the city council and eventually as mayor, earning a reputation as an advocate for those most in need in her town. In 2002, she traveled to Afghanistan and was so struck by the harsh conditions there, particularly for women and for girls, that she founded an organization called A Little Help. Afghanistan became her home, and through extraordinary efforts, she built A Little Help into an effective presence there, aiding schools, clinics, maternity wards, vocational classes, and women in prison. I had the privilege of meeting Rosemary Stasek when she spoke here at Cornell last March during our observance of International Women's Day. She told the audience, "When you see something that needs to be done, start doing it. Don't wait for your coalition." Rosemary Stasek's life was cut short last September by illness, but A Little Help continues to make a difference in a very challenged part of the world. And as you move forward into the next phase of your own life, I hope you will remember that our world is in need and always will be. You have education, you have skills, you have gifts. Use these attributes not only in your professional lives, but your personal and civic lives as well. Your way may not be as dramatic as Rosemary Stasek's. It may not take you so far from your home and family. But wherever you live, whatever your career, you can make a positive difference in the lives around you. And finally, let me add that, of course, I hope you will stay connected to Cornell. In my time here, I have been repeatedly inspired by evidence of how deeply Cornell alumni care about the university and the students to follow, and how eager they are to remain engaged. Engaged with other alumni, with faculty and students here on campus, with the university's aspirations. And as I have asked you while you were here to write me with ideas, with criticisms, please continue to do so as you become Cornell alumni. Good luck, and please stay in touch. And now it is my pleasure to turn over the podium to Senior Class President Jeff Katz. Thank you.
Thank you, President Skorton. Good morning. I'd like to thank everyone who is here today, distinguished faculty and staff, parents, siblings, friends, family, and most importantly, my classmates, who have ridden this roller coaster of higher education till now, your commencement day. My name is Jeff Katz, and I'm the president of the class of 2010, And I, like the students gathered here today, am about to be a graduate of Cornell University, although everyone here in this room is beating me to the punch. I had originally prepared an epic 5-minute tour de force speech that would evoke bursts of laughter, tears of joy, tears of sadness, and a whopping round of applause and standing ovation. While the last two may have taken place only in my imagination, when I was told I would only have 3 minutes, I decided I had to get down to the nitty-gritty. Nostalgia has been slowly creeping in, gaining momentum as everything becomes the last of a certain experience. Sure, you might be going on to graduate school, even here at Cornell, but it was still your last Cornell final, or it was your last Cornell football game. It was your last Sunday brunch at RPU or Ruloff's, and maybe it's going to be your last time seeing someone. When we arrived in Ithaca, we came from many different backgrounds with many different expectations. My Princeton review book told me Cornell dining was the cream of the crop, but it didn't tell me I'd be spending the waning hours of freshman year nights gorging on bear samplers and buffalo chicken subs. I thought we would be spending all of our time in the library. I didn't realize that we'd be spending more time commuting to and between libraries than actually studying in one. We witnessed the rise and fall of college town eateries, the rise and fall of Cornell sports teams, the rise and fall of crane upon crane on campus. As an engineer, I got to see a bridge being built half a mile away from where I sat and learned about stresses and loads on bridges. Cornell provides us with dozens of choices for gym classes, hundreds of organizations to join, and many people to meet. And then there are all the things to do here that are off the beaten path. If you're around later this year, and it happens to be solar noon, that is when the sun is at its peak in the sky, and if you look upon the clock that is going to be on the face of Rhodes Hall, you'll see it light up based upon a series of mathematical calculations. I mention this because two of my friends had the opportunity to work on that clock, something that will be here at Cornell for a very long time. And that's what we pay the big bucks for, the opportunity of opportunity. Cornell has something for everyone, and if it doesn't, then Ithaca itself probably does. The experiences we have and the knowledge we obtain, both inside and outside of the classroom, are what grooms us to be ready to take on whatever challenges we are to face. Being surrounded by 12,000 other really smart people allows us to have some of our most intellectual conversations on a Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Palms, and being constantly surrounded by brilliance just increases our own abilities. Look around at all the people sitting in Barton Hall today. An Aggie among us is probably going to cure a disease, even if it's a plant. An architecture student might build the home of the future. An ILRE is going to make sure that everyone has a fair living wage. Engineers are probably going to do a lot of the real work, solving our energy problem, allowing us to travel safer and faster, designing our infrastructures, cleaning our water, and tons of other things, as you notice my orange tassel. An arts major will provide us with a piece of literature that will be a hallmark of the 21st century, while another enacts legislation that brings the world closer to peace. Someone in human ecology will design new robes that aren't so wrinkly, and a hotelier will make sure the drinks are on ice and delicious when we go out to celebrate these achievements. I'd like to conclude with the words of music legend Stevie Wonder. Ability may get you to the top, but it takes character to keep you there. As I look out today onto the proud faces of parents, faculty, and administrators, I can see that they know we have the ability and character to go out into the world and do great things. Congratulations, classmates. See you guys at the after party, or at least next Tuesday at the Palms for some stirring intellectual debate.
Thank you, Jeff. We will now recognize the January degree candidates individually. I will call each dean forward and ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and to approach the platform. At this time, the reader for the first college will approach the microphone near the stairs, and the professional photographers will approach the stage. Will the Dean of the Graduate School, Allison Power, please step forward, and the candidates from the Graduate School approach the platform.
ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Radcliffe, Cellular and Molecular Medicine. Nathan Roberts, Natural Resources. Julie Burns, Adult and Extension Education. Gabriella Gonzalez Bonet, Biochemistry. Li Ma, Sociology. Matthew Milner, Plant Biology. Norimasa Yoshimizu, Applied Physics. Aaron Ralby, Medieval Studies. Samantha Magic, Government. Christopher Stahl, Civil Engineering. Katrin Olafsdottir, Economics. Valerie Cross, Biomedical Engineering. Doris Pun, Chemistry and Chemical Biology. Orjit Chakrabarty, Operations Research and Information Engineering. Satish Degala, Biomedical Engineering. Chua Vuong, Environmental Toxicology. James Hayden, Entomology. Brandon Lovall, Neurobiology and Behavior. Thomas Fuller Rawl, Developmental Psychology. Xin Zheng, Mechanical Engineering. Omotunde Babalola, Biomedical Engineering. Ikenna Madu, Molecular and Cell Biology. Juliana Rangel Posada, Neurobiology and Behavior. Megan O'Rourke, Ecology and Environmental Biology. And now the master's candidates. Naomi Kawaji, Biomedical Engineering. Jamila Walida Simon, Natural Resources. Saad Sami, Computer Science. Matthew Safran, Aerospace Engineering. John Michael Joseph Irachi, Mechanical Engineering. Sarah Leung, Aerospace Engineering. Alexander Beckendorf, Aerospace Engineering. Denise Wong, Mechanical Engineering. Sarah Trainer, Mechanical Engineering. Max K. Noble, Aerospace Engineering. Karen Roth, Systems Engineering. Ushman Bharuvbhatt, Operations Research. Kasim Syed, Biomedical Engineering. Michael Allen, Mechanical Engineering. Christine Acker, Engineering Management. Hermon Posada, Mechanical Engineering. Cherise Scott, Civil and Environmental Engineering. Yongsu Jiang, Chemical Engineering. Youngjun Sun Yoon, Chemical Engineering. Syed Mustafa Rizvi, Computer Science. Hari Shidaran, Computer Science. Varun Punmudi, Biomedical Engineering. Brian Klein, Systems Engineering. David Bogdan, Chemistry. Nicholas Wildman, Biomedical Engineering. Ryan Smith, Biomedical Engineering. Landon Robinson, Architecture. Mansi Pandey, Architecture. Tian Ling, Architecture. Aaron Nelson, Engineering Management. Caitlin Thomas, Chemical Engineering. Robert Vitt, Chemical Engineering. Tianxing Henry Zhang, Financial Engineering. Francois Laurent, Financial Engineering. Jun Tong, Engineering Management. Daniel Zhou, Engineering Physics. Mikael Duran, Architecture. Millie Shaw, Architecture. Mark Minsoulis, Architecture. Elizabeth Munson, Architecture. David Bosworth, Architecture. Brandon Collins, Architecture. Christopher Werner, Architecture. Hillary Pennington, Architecture. Stephanie Vito, Architecture. Corinne G.K. Sin, Architecture. Samuel Riley, Architecture. Savina Kankajeva, Architecture. Namsuk Oh, Architecture. Tehua Gong, Architecture. Erica Hawkins, Architecture. Sarah Denial, Biochemistry, Molecular and Cell Biology. Jamie Bain, Education. Erin O'Shea, Education. Qian, Financial Engineering. Yuemin Selina Chi, Biomedical Engineering. Evan Graham, Biological Engineering. Adepeju Adeniji, Engineering Management. Waima Nodum, Biomedical Engineering. Jennifer Yeo, Engineering Management. Chiyu Joyce Kuo, Engineering Management. Kwang Il Yun, International Agriculture and Rural Development. Rinku Agarwal, Computer Science. Supriya Vadlamani, Computer Science. Petko Nikolov, Computer Science. Holly Beaverstock, Human Resources. Angela Godwani, International and Comparative Labor. Alice Tsai, Chemical Engineering. Jessica Zimmerman, Public Administration. M.J. Tueros-Cosillo, Industrial and Labor Relations.
Thank you, Dean Power. Will the Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Harry Katz, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Deborah McElliott. Omobola Barbarinsa, Konstantinos Elefter, Daniel Shem First, Amy Krause, Stephanie Knight, Jessica Missay, Christopher Lung, Matthew Byer, Alexander Miglas, Ian Postman, Brian Barber, Donna Mordente, Chad Sandler, Susie Choi, Samuel Scott, Anita Vimore, Omar Rivero, Elizabeth Baker, Donna Ubwaja, Ankur Kapadia, Christina Chan, David Bayer, David Bradford, Raymond Hedaya, Scott Silverberg, Chad Kaplan, Kaiyuk Chung, Constantine Zeldin,
thank you, Dean Katz. Will the Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Kent Pleinman, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Carl Chan, Urban and Regional Studies. Aisha Faraj, Urban and Regional Studies. Kathleen Vogelsang, Architecture. Alex Wugmaster, Architecture. Cheryl Bodine, Architecture. Stephen Klipp, Architecture.
Will the Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Michael Johnson, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Aaron Cade. Naomi Shira. Jeremy Epstein. Rodolfo Cisneros. Gregory Falco. Matt Goggin. Allison Sue. Mi Ru John. Eric Kim. Shane Hines. Dawn Jun. Aditya Kaur. Alex Lieberman. Lauren Lopez. Louis Lipchak. Jacob Mishak. Francis O'Hara. Benjamin Oaken. Howard Pan. Renu Rajkarnukar. Kevin Ralph. Jennifer Sherwin. Sierra Stewart. Heather Subin Yi.
Thank you, Dean Johnson. Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology and Ecology, Alan Mattias, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Vishnu Patel. Nicholas McEvely. Farik Haythari. Julia Melamon. Tiffany Mui. Amanda Bean. Evelyn Bay. Remy Badia. Valeria Diaz. Natasha Kostek. Jeffrey Mendel. Suman Shaikh. William Quash. Samuel Kim. Julie Mandel. Juliana Kang. Megan Dowd. Lauren Goldberg. Charlotte Aronin. Rachel Rubin. Kimberly Cook. Jessica Podal. Rachel Ethemayo. Miguel Ramirez.
Thank you, Dean Matthews. Will the Dean of the College of Engineering, Christopher Ober, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Jonathan Diamond. Songhee Lee. Ian Cook. Allison Danner. Daniela Musa. Ramya Tadipatri. Michael Ryan. William Park. Chad Kosser. Matthew Conlon. Bradley Bortry. Christopher Dunphy. Michael Litvin. Wei-Li Wong. David Chang. Jason Lee. Richard Chung. Jasper Schneider. Alexander Lee. Natalie Jeffrey. Nicole Monahan. Sarah Graham. Andrew Hall. Irtiza Ritzvi. Rachel Schiavone. Victoria Alexander. Scott Howard. Nigel John D. Wolf McKinley Watt the second. Kevin Wu. Brian Sudermaster. Bailey Chung. Yuki Tomita. Kunal Katpalya. Daniel Lee. Sang Chung. Seda Jin Hussein Olu. Shane Rottermill. Matthew Hall. Chris Tilger. Sejun Kim. Sungha Park. And Mark Levitich. one of three finalists in the National Collegiate Inventors Competition for his patent-pending device on endoscopic neuroscopy.
Thank you, Dean Ober. Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Susan Henry, please step forward, and the candidates approach the platform.
Adi Dotun Adisita. Amber Alberta. Ariana Almeida. Caitlin Armstrong. Jason Aronson. Andrew Barnett. Danielle Bartolo. Michelle Batista. Daniel Caffery. Micah Bell. Alexandra Kaya. Sarah Chang. Chang Chang. Christine Cho. Alan Christoph. Catherine Churchill. Paul Clerken. Shannon Cullen. Joseph D'Angelo. Crystal Del Valle. Melissa De Siervo. Hunter Diamond. William Douglas. Allison Dreis. Brody Ehrlich. Amanda Fisher. Jonathan Faust. Lauren Fumera. Justine Fields. Alexandra Galbo. Lynn Gilbert. Carolina Gutierrez. Robert Grew. Jessica Heimler. Philip Hanahan. Chelsea Hoover. Alejandro Holguin. Mark Hudson. Suleiman Ibn Idrisu II. Brandon Nimp. Robert Jacobs. Laura Johnson. Corel Johnson. Sarah Katabzada. Natalie Johnson. Matthew Kochman. Shin-Woong Kim. Margaret Kurth. Alexander Letzka. Daisy Lee. Jonathan Laudermilk. Christopher Lloyd. Aviva Male. Adrian Masler. Grace Masters. Lauren Cade McLemore. Corey Miller. Kevin Mitchell. Brian Morey. Miyad Novosaki. Sarah Moss. Stacy Eng. Maria Oldiges. John Park. Paula Patton. Teresa Peltier. Tanya Penafort. Andrew Pachano. Lorenzo Pizzoli. Asad Kadir. Scott Rogg. Robert Romero. Shepard Rubinger. Pella Rudstam. Emily Simino. Linda Steffens. Joseph Strandberg. Isabel Stern. Alistair Tan. Christelle Trutman. Joy Zhang. Ashley Vale. Sharon Ofkush. Holly Whitcomb. Brianne Wingate. Rosalie Nguyen. Kevin Wong. Janice Yee. Lee Jong. Alexandra O'Brien. Aaron Van Nostrom.
Thank you, Dean Henry. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, G.P. de La Page, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Alan Van den Arend. Jeffrey Whitman. Andrew Rose. Nat Trommel. Catherine Orlowski. Stacy Biddlecombe. Alice Chu. Rachel Klobby. Manolis Sava. Michael Gallagher. Jared Vary. Daria Shivanovich. Kaylee Colantuno. Timothy Au. Christopher McGuire. Magdalene Lawhorn. Junwan Huang. Yoon Young Kim. Vanessa Kai. Alex Ainsley. Zachary Shapiro. Kathleen Brewster. Sam Miller Little. Andrew Kramer. Christine Yang. Rachel Island. Aaron Scheiber Knowles. Emily Levine. Alexander Scharfman. William Hidalgo. Joe Liu. Maria Ming Li. Nicole Boxer. Amanda Podolsky. James Ward. Arjun Sivakumar. Joshua Patuhas. Adrian Finucane. Jun Yun Kim. Jong Chan Chung. Abigail Camp. Andres Suarez. Aneta Piatchak. Emma Doody. Anna Glenn. Fumilola Adewale. Barbara Carrera. Max Englander. G- Grace Urena Kiabu. Jashana Harris. Anthony J. Sestero. George Pianca. Alina Blinova. Elizabeth Cowdery. Michelle Bai. Jason Katz.
Thank you, Dean LaPage. Congratulations to all of you. And I think at this time we should have a round of applause for the candidates and their families. Assembly, please stand for the singing of the alma mater. This concludes our recognition ceremony. Please remain standing while the platform party, faculty, administrators, trustees, and candidates recess to the reception area. Everyone is welcome to enjoy the reception. Thank you for attending, and safe travels home.